Good morning, good morning, good morning. Before we have the scripture reading, there is a word I want Grace to share with us based on a prophetic word God gave me last September. Go ahead, Grace.
Last September, God said to Dr. Drummond, "What do I require of you and yours?" Meaning his team and the people that were with him. "This is what I require, faith in my good hand upon all things. I require faith in my good hand upon all things. True love that says, I trust in you and your wise judgment in all things. Therefore, I rest in your goodness at all times." What is God requiring of us through this time now? Faith in my good hand upon all things. I require true love that says, I trust in you and your wise judgment in all things. Therefore, I rest in your goodness at all times. Something we want to know, God, what do you require of me? And we can be run in 100 directions trying to accomplish what we think God's requiring of us right now. And he plainly said what he's requiring of us is faith in the good hand of God upon everything that's happening. I require of you faith in my good hand upon all things. I requiring of you the true love. True love. We want to know what is love. True love that says, I trust in you. I trust in your wise judgment. I trust this is the best way this could be happening in my life. I trust in your wise judgment in how it fell down and what things are happening today. I trust in the good hand of God. I trust in you and your wise judgment in all things. That's true love. Therefore, I rest in your goodness at all times. He wants us at this time, he's requiring of us the faith, the true love that produces the trust, and resting in God's goodness in all of these things. That will bring back our joy. That will bring back our hope and our peace.
What is most important is that these things will give us context for activity. If you don't have context for activity, you have confusion, and that's the devil's workshop. He is the author of all confusion. And I think the biggest thing to be reminded of, and God gave me that word September 14th of last year, the big thing for us to be reminded of is why. You see, there's always why the devil says things are happening, and he attaches to that his evil report. There is why they couldn't go into the promised land. There was why God wasn't telling Adam and Eve the right thing about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's always a why. And if you don't understand the heart of God, then you're going to end up playing mind games with the why. None of us have that luxury available to us. Especially when he requires you to walk in faith with circumstances screaming why at you. So I really am moved by the fact that God wants us to show our love for him by trusting in his wise judgment and saying, as Job said, you know, the Lord can give and the Lord can take away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I trust in his wise judgment. So let us with enthusiasm say that this morning.